Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the 10-minute program. I had the opportunity yesterday to listen to a segment by David Pakman, fellow liberal radio host, interviewing Phyllis Schlafly, the icon of the conservative movement, a regular guest of mine. Phyllis had said that she felt that President Obama had made insulting remarks to Christians during his address at the National Prayer Breakfast, when he compared the atrocities committed by Islamists to the Crusades and to the Spanish Inquisition. David basically quizzed Ms. Schlafly with regard to how far back do we need to go before something is viewed as an atrocity, and is there any difference between atrocities committed then versus now? At least that's what I understood. So I want to respond to that firstly. Firstly, I mean, all atrocities are horrible, equally horrible. The first atrocity recorded in the Bible was when Cain slaughtered his brother Abel out of jealousy. Since then, atrocities have been a very unfortunate part of the human condition, something that humanity, it seems to be a dark side of our nature. I think that atrocities in the past are very bad. We could go back to the two great socialist experiments in our own time, those being Nazism and communism. If we want to witness an unprecedented level of atrocity, one that has never been conducted at that scale in history. But I think that to compare the Christian Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition, and the discussion of the degree in which they were atrocious is a separate subject. Certainly atrocities were committed at the time. To atrocities committed now, the fact of the matter is that while all atrocities are equally atrocious, Christianity is no longer sanctioning atrocities in the world today, hasn't done so since medieval times. And by the way, I think much worse Christian atrocities actually were conducted against Native Americans in the New World. I mean, I'm not claiming there weren't, this didn't happen, although I would suggest that when it came to Christianity, atrocities were the exception and not the rule, and that they were not at the scale of the socialists in Germany or Russia in the 20th century, not to in any way apologize for them. But the fact of the matter is that Christianity is no longer a force of atrocity, whereas Islam is right now. So we defeated Hitler in 1945, that being the United States and the Allies. So that ceased to exist as a force of atrocity for the most part, not that it does, there aren't exceptions. Communism continues its atrocious record. Every year, apparently, Communist China executes upwards of 50,000 political prisoners. These are people who are not politically correct. And I think that's probably just the tip of the iceberg, given the fact that there's no freedom there, so we can't really know what goes on. But the thing that makes the Islamic atrocities what they are is that they're happening right now. Now, David Pakman responded to Phyllis Schlafly by saying, well, what about the numbers of, quote, Christians who are conducting terrorist acts in the United States today? And then he came up with a laundry list of people who are so-called Christians, saying that they are committing atrocities and that there are more of them than people doing things like honor killings and beheading people in this country in the name of Islam. I would argue, firstly, that I question whether or not these people are Christians. And if they are Christians, probably may have been born into a Christian family. They might have some tenuous Christian background. But to claim that they're doing it as Christians, to claim that they are committing atrocities for Christianity, in the name of Christianity, going after infidels, is a really nasty, vicious lie. Was Stalin, I mean, would you say that Joseph Stalin was a Christian? That's why he as the head of the Soviet Union, was responsible for the deaths of millions of people. Nobody would. I never heard that. But he started out as a Christian. He was born in a Christian family. In fact, he actually, I understand, was thinking of going into the seminary as a young man. So, but there's no question that he wasn't acting as a Christian. He was acting as a communist. Karl Marx was a Christian. He was baptized. In fact, Marx's first published essay was a defense of Christianity before he went to college. And, of course, he was radicalized in college, came out a hard-bitten atheist, and the founder of modern communism, or one of the founders, certainly one of their patron saints. Would anybody describe him as Christian? Was he operating in his ideas from a place of Christianity? Was Hitler a Christian? He was born a Catholic. I think he had Catholic on his license, or whatever it is in Germany where they register your religion. But certainly he was involved in an anti-Christian, certainly anti-Jewish, and anti-freedom movement, a socialist movement. So the idea of calling these people Christians is really it's worse than a misrepresentation. It's ridiculous. It's an outright lie. We could take a look at the background of some of these people. Now, I know that David Packman was quoting from an article that was run in the New York Times. He actually directed me to this article when I asked him about this. And the article doesn't actually make this claim that there are more Christians. It kind of puts all terrorist acts together in a big basket and says there were more of these than were done by Muslims in the past several years, without really looking too hard into their backgrounds. And I think that it's safe to say that these people are not Christians, and even if they were, there's nothing in Christianity that calls for the deaths of people. There is in Islam, clearly. Now, there is one exception, and that is the very, very few people who killed abortion doctors. I think you can make the case that they may have been acting as Christians, or at least Christianity was a factor in their deciding to become vigilantes. And I'm not apologizing for it, neither did they. What they did was that they saw a situation where, according to them and their beliefs, innocent unborn children were being slaughtered and that this doctor was doing the killing. They didn't feel they could get redress from the government because the government was supporting it and saying it was okay. And they felt that they couldn't live with that. So they became vigilantes. They took matters into their own hands. They were acting out of a sense of conscience. Now, I'm not here to apologize for it. And I think that at least in one example, they were not apologizing for it either. They turned themselves in. This one guy, I think the one that killed the abortion doctor in upstate New York, he turned himself in and he asked for the death penalty. He acknowledged his crime and simply noted that he couldn't live with himself, knowing that there were these doctors, that this doctor was killing babies as he saw it. So I think that is a very specific crime. And it's not one that's done in the name of Christianity. There's nothing in the New Testament, there's nothing in any Christian doctrine that I've seen that says go out and slaughter people. Christianity tends to operate as a personal faith, as a belief between the individual and Christ, and that it leaves such matters as capital punishment and law and order up to the secular state. In fact, Christianity, one of the great contributions of Christianity to the world has been this idea of a separation of church and state. That, of course, is an idea that has been eroded, not by Christians, but by the left, which worships the state instead of God, that worships a nanny state that's involved in as many aspects of the private life of the citizen as possible. A good example of that sort of progressive was Adolf Hitler, where the Nazi socialist state was involved in virtually every aspect of the life of the citizen. But of course, Hitler would be seen as on the right for one reason and one reason only, if we are to look at that paradigm accurately. And that is that Hitler was to the right of Stalin. Stalin wanted total state, a utopian state that would transform human nature itself and move the entire planet and all of human society in the direction of the one world and colony. So in that sense, Hitler was to the right because he was to the right of Stalin. His total state was not quite that total. But by American standards, and certainly by Christian standards and by Jewish standards, Hitler would be on the left, because Christianity teaches limited government. It teaches a separation of government from faith. Jesus said that render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God's. And it moved mankind, starting with the Torah, in the direction of individual sovereignty, limited government, and that all sovereignty comes from the great sovereign God, who operates outside of human manipulation or by manipulation by the state. So, getting back to the topic at hand, when Barack Obama draws a moral equivalence between the jihadists of today, who are trying to, by the way, impose a world system of Sharia. That's why they're killing non-Muslims. I would guess, unless someone can come up with a better explanation, to, you know, medieval wars, in the case of the Crusades, while atrocities were committed, the Crusades were there to help, you know, to fight back against hundreds of years of Islamic aggression, and free lands that had been Christian lands for hundreds of years before that. And as far as the Spanish Inquisition goes, I don't think that that was a situation so much of killing innocent people, killing non-Christians, although I'm sure that went on. I think that had more to do with the Catholic Spanish kingdom united under Ferdinand and Isabella, either expelling non-Christians or forcibly converting them. And I think that's mostly what happened. Ironically, with regard to Jews, a lot of Jews left Spain and went to Turkey, where the Ottoman Sultan welcomed them with open arms and said, Spain's loss is our gain. But I'm not sure that, certainly not by today's standards, those things would rise to the level of the kinds of genocides and democides that have been the purview of the socialistic left-wing political experiments of the 20th century. And for Barack Obama to compare them, indeed, is it's more than insulting to Christians. It's an outright assault on Christians to make them answer for, you know, these crimes. Would I make Barack Obama answer for the crimes of previous leftists like Hitler and Stalin? No, I don't think so. That doesn't mean that I'm in any way certainly denigrating the magnitude of those crimes. These things ought to be put in some proportion. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening this afternoon. The program is 10 minutes a day. And you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much.